Amazing love, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Once lost, now I'm found. Blind, but now I see. But the part I lack is too many dangers, toils and snares. I've already nothing but the grace, nothing but God's amazing grace. Yes.
Father, you give us joy, God. You give us joy even in the midst of sorrow, Father. You give us peace, God, even in the midst of a storm, God. You are there for us, Heavenly Father. And we just thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory, God. We thank you, Father God, for the blood that you shed on Calvary's cross, God. We thank you that you shed your precious blood, Lord, for the remission of our sins, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for the stripes, God, that you took, God, for in our place. And now by your stripes, O Heavenly Father, we are healed, God. We bless you, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the grave, that you got victory over the grave, God. Took the sting out of death, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we are blessed only because of you, Father God. We thank you, God. And Lord, we thank you for our brothers and sisters, Lord God. Father, we pray that you would bind us so close together that one cannot fall for the other, Lord God. Help us to feel one another's burdens and cares, God. Lord, help us to lift up one another to you, God, and pray for one another's strength, Lord God. Oh, Father, we thank you. Thank you, Father. And Father, we pray for those that are lost and outside of the ark of safety. We pray, God, that they will come to you, God, that they will seek your face, Father, that they will call upon you, God. And Father God, you will hear their cry, and you will pity their groan, God. You will save them, Lord God. Oh, please, sir, have mercy right now, Lord. Look down on those that are sick and shut in, Father, in every place, my God. Lord, we know that you know them name by name, and you are in every place, God. And your mercy, God, and your grace is sufficient. Have mercy this morning, God. Bless our coming together, Lord. Bless all of the men and women of God who are standing and proclaiming your word all over the world, God. Beckoning people to come to you, Father, that they might be saved. I just pray, God, that you would just continue to bless them and strengthen them, Lord, along this journey. And now, Lord, we ask that you would look inward on our hearts. And Father, we ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins, Father, we've committed against you, a holy and just God. We repent in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we ask that you would cleanse us, O Heavenly Father, and lead us in the right way. And now, Father, as we come to your word, God, your word is already blessed. We pray, God, that you will feed us. We need a word from you, God. And we'll be careful always, my Father, to give you the glory, honor, and praise. Thank you for this pastor, Pastor Dunkley. Thank you for his family, God. We thank you for this Mount Olive family, God. Thank you for my family, God. And Lord, we ask that you remember those that are bereaved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank God. It's good to be found once more and again in the house of the Lord. And we give all of the glory and all of the honor to God. And we recognize that without God, we can do nothing. So we greet you, my brothers and sisters, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We bless you in Jesus' name. Our scripture reference will come from Proverbs, the 18th chapter, 20-21. Certainly thank God for you, Pastor Dunkley, and we pray your strength continuously in the Lord. And our reference scripture will come from James. James will be the reference scripture. James, the 3rd chapter, verses 2 through 10. If you're ready, you have the word. Yes. 2021. And it reads, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, so yours may read different. It says, wise words satisfies like a good meal. The right words bring satisfaction. The tongue can bring death or life. So those who love to talk will reap the consequences. Thank the King James says, the power of life and death is in our tongue, in the words that we say. And James, that 3rd chapter, James, if you look at that first verse, he admonishes not to be quick to be teachers, but we'll start at that 2nd verse. Indeed, we all make many mistakes. For if we could control our tongue, we would be perfect and could also control ourselves in every other way. We can make a large horse go wherever we want by means of a small bit in his mouth. And a small rudder can make a huge ship turn wherever the pilot chooses to go, even though the winds are strong. In the same way, the tongue is small. It's a small member, but what? But it makes great, grand speeches. But a tiny spark can set a great forest on fire. And the tongue is a flame of fire. Listen at those adjectives, how they describe. The tongue is a flame of fire. It's a whole world of wickedness, corruption, and corrupting your entire body. It can set your whole life on fire, for it is set on fire by hell itself. It says people can tame all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, fish, but no man can tame the tongue. It is restless and evil and full of deadly poison. Sometimes it praises our Lord and Father, and sometimes it curses those who have been made in the image of God. And so blessings and curses come pouring out of the same mouth. And it says, surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right. Grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God, it will stand forever. Just for a few minutes, we want to talk about the power of our words. Wow. The power of our words. Yeah. Our words have power. They have power to build up. They have power to destroy. They have power to unite. They have power to divide. And we just read that out of James, how this tongue are the words that come forth out of this mouth. Yeah. How it can start, spark, just a little spark, can destroy a whole forest. And James refers to the tongue as a flame of fire. He says it's wicked, it's corrupt. And it can destroy the body when used in negative ways. It can ruin other people's lives. Our words have power. The fable was told about the king and the menu. How many of you heard that fable? Well, the fable goes that the king asked his cook to prepare him the best dish in the world. So the cook prepared and served him tongue. And then the king says to his cook, he says, now I want you to prepare me the worst dish in the world. Right. And says the cook prepared and served the king tongue. And the king was puzzled. Yeah. And he asked the cook, he says, why did you serve me the same food, yeah, for the best dish and the worst dish? And the cook replied, he says, Your Majesty, the tongue is the best thing when we use it wisely and lovingly, but it can be the worst thing when we use it recklessly and unkind. So we can use our words either to build up or we can use our words to tear down. The negative power of our words will pull down and destroy. It will cause division. And our young people, I know that they are familiar with this. Many negative words have started fights, arguments. They have experienced that. Some of you probably have experienced what words, the power of words. Or either you've witnessed the power of negative words through your peers, maybe even at home. Words have the power to pull down. And negative words Once they've gone forth out of our mouth through anger, through jealousy, whatever it may be, you can't take those words back. And certainly when we send out negative words to our children, it's like a tape recorder that's stuck on rewind. And not only to the children, to us in general. When negative, hateful words go forth out of our mouth, when we spew it out of our mouth, it plays like a tape recorder that's stuck on rewind. And it can do great harm, especially to a child. Because that child is playing that over and over and over again, what was said by somebody they thought that cared about them. And it could cause that child to become depressed, to become dysfunctional. And we've witnessed that even in families. When negative words, hateful, bitter words go forth, it destroys and divides families. Some families still not speaking to one another over words that's been said so long ago. And it's like a tape recorder stuck on rewind. Every time they see that person, the words is playing over and over and over in their mind. Negative words, hateful words, it can cause great damage. It can cause churches to split up. Many churches have split up because of words somebody said. Because of lies that were spewed out. Because of deceit that was spewed out. And caused members to become divided. And the church split. Our words have power. How we use our words is of great concern to God. Because the Bible says, we will have to give an account. Matthew 12:34 says, we will have to give an account of every word that we utter out of our mouth. We got to give an account to God. Gossip. It can destroy friendship over what somebody said. The daysayers. And you never get to the bottom of it. It's always daysayers. So our words have power. They have power to do good. And they have power to do evil. Negative words can pull down. We see it in our government today. How one party is just spewing out hateful, bitter words against another party, only to further their agenda. And most time is out of jealousy and envy and hatefulness. And so the Bible says in Proverbs 18, it says, in this tongue, we have the ability to speak life or death. Yeah. It says in verse 20, wise words will satisfy like a good meal. It will give, look what it said, the right words will bring satisfaction. Wise words, positive words, using our words in the right way. When we use our words in the negative way, we pull down and we destroy. And we cause harm. We see young people taking their lives over words that somebody has said about them. Over the internet, sending hateful, bitter words out of jealousy, out of envy. So we can use this mouth. And James talks about that. James says this tongue, look what it says. He says this tongue has the ability to start a whole forest fire, to destroy a forest. Just one little spark, just one little lie can ruin somebody's character. And then when you look at what James is saying to her, he says, now, the horse is a huge animal, but you take a little bit and you can lead him all over the place with that bit. Any direction you want him to go with that bit in his mouth and you holding on to the rein, you can lead that horse with that little bit. And then it says the ship, which is a huge ship, but it's a little rudder. And that rudder can guide that ship, steer that ship, even in the midst of strong winds. And so he gives reference to that's how the tongue is. When we allow, when we use this tongue, our words is bitter and hateful. When we spew out those words, it says it can even ruin not only the person that we are spewing them out at, but it can cause great damage to our own lives. It can cause great damage to our own lives. Because the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So, in other words, what God is saying, what comes out of here originates in our heart. And that's why the psalmist says in Psalm 119, thy words have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God. Because what's in our hearts will come out. And it'll come out by the words that we use. People know what's inside of us by what we say. Yeah. But positive words, because see, we can use it negatively. Or we can use it positively. We can destroy, if the tongue can destroy a whole forest, what about a family? It's like a flaming fire. That one little spark, it spreads all over. One little spark, and you find that in the little cliques. One little spark, somebody lying over here about somebody over there. Or somebody saying negative things about somebody over here. And why? Because we're not gutsy enough to go to that person. I like this. If I'm woman enough to say it, I ought to be woman enough to go and tell you what I got to say to you. You know what I'm saying? And it don't have to be negative, mother. It don't have to be in a negative way. No. But positive words, they will bring nourishment, health to the soul. It's like a help, the Bible says, it's like health food, giving nourishment to the soul. And we can say, we can minister to one another, but we have to minister to one another in the right way. We have to use our words in the right way. The Bible says positive words. It'll heal a broken spirit. Positive words. Psalms 25, 11 and 12 through 12 says, there is beauty and value in a word that's fitly spoken or that's rightly spoken. Other words, there's beauty and there's value in a word that's spoken, Sister Conway, at the right time and for the right reason. It's spoken in the right way and it's spoken at the right time. Because sometimes we can say the right word, have the right words, but the timing is off. And sometimes, church, we can have the right setting or the right timing, but the words are wrong. And sometimes we can have the right timing, the right words, but it's said in the wrong way. And so somebody here want to know, well, how can I do better with the words that I use? Since my words have power, how can I do better? And I'm glad you asked. Because as children of God, our hearts have to be in touch with God and his words. Too often we're wanting to run off of doing our own thing.
This is Pastor Dunkley. I hope our message has been a blessing to your heart. I'd like to give you the calendar of events on the Mount Olive Baptist Church. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m. Worship service, 11 o'clock. Lord's Supper observed every second Sunday at 11 o'clock. Midweek service on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. If you would like a copy of the tape you have just heard, you can reach us at 1410 Cathy Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71303. Or phone me at area code 318-448-3448. It's going to be all right. You be blessed in the Lord. Amen. This is Pastor Dunkley. I hope our message has been a blessing to your heart. I'd like to give you the calendar of events of the Mount Olive Baptist Church. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m. Worship service, 11 o'clock. Lord's Supper observed every second Sunday at 11 o'clock. Midweek service on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. If you would like a copy of the tape you have just heard, you can reach us at 1410 Cathy Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71303. Or phone me at area code 318-448-3448. It's going to be all right. You be blessed in the Lord. Amen.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
Turn your Bible.